Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to welcome you on this Resurrection Sunday, April 24th. We will be reading today from Exodus chapter 25, verses 23 through the end of the chapter. Yes, that's right. And then in Psalm 119, we'll be reading another section from 97 through 120. And then we'll read the entire chapter, Romans 13. In Exodus, we're talking about preparation for the tabernacle. And today we'll hear about the table and the lampstand that will be in the tabernacle. Make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Overlay it with pure gold and make a gold molding around it. Also, make around it a rim, 1 handbreadth wide, and put a gold molding on the rim. Make 4 gold rings for the table and fasten them to the 4 corners, where the 4 legs are. The rings are to be close to the rim, to hold the poles used in carrying the table. Make the poles of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and carry the table with them. And make its plates and dishes of pure gold, as well as its pitchers and bowls for the pouring of the offerings. Put the bread of the presence on this table to be before me at all times. Make a lampstand of pure gold. Hammer out its base and shaft, and make its flower-like cups, buds and blossoms of 1 piece with them. 6 branches are to extend from the sides of the lampstand, 3 on one side and 3 on the other. 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms are to be on 1 branch, 3 on the next branch, and the same for all 6 branches extending from the lampstand. And on the lampstand there shall be 4 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms. 1 bud shall be under the 1st pair of branches extending from the lampstand, 2nd bud under the 2nd pair, and 3rd bud under the 3rd pair, 6 branches in all. The buds and branches shall be of 1 piece with the lampstand, hammered out of pure gold. Then make it 7 lamps and set them up on it so that they light the space in front of it. Its wicks, trimmers, and trays are to be of pure gold. 1 talent of pure gold is to be used for the lampstand and all these accessories. See that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Before we move on, I just want to note that God is a God of order and He has a detailed plan for the tabernacle. All right, let's move over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 119 again, verses 97 through 120. We'll start with the letter Mem. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. Noon. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Samak. I hate double-minded people, but I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commands of my God. Sustain me, my God, according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. You reject all who stray from your decrees, for their delusions come to nothing. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore, I love your statutes. My flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws. We are making our way through the book of Romans today. We're in Romans chapter 13, and the titles are Submission to Governing Authorities. So Paul is going to address how believers should relate to the government, and then Love Fulfills the Law. So the idea that Jesus teaches us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And then The Day is Near. So the idea that we need to be ready and clothe ourselves with Christ. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes. For the authorities are God's servants, who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today is a special day in the life of Mountain Brook Baptist, as we'll have Sunday morning Bible study at 9, then worship together at 10, and then we're going to have a family meal around the table in the gym. It's going to be wonderful chaos, and there's a meal provided by the Holy Smokes barbecue team. If you're not able to be with us, I hope that you will enjoy table fellowship with the Lord and with family. This is a blessing for table fellowship in the book Every Moment Holy. Will you pray with me? O God and Father of all, we are gathered at this table in grateful fellowship to share the blessing of this meal at the christening of a new week. We lift to you here our hearts and prayers. For grace and provision in the coming week, we look to you. For the life-giving gifts of your word and your truth, we are thankful. For the joys of life shared with family and friends, we praise you. For the grace to live in grateful humility, we look to you. For the many small blessings and beauties that surround us, we are thankful. For the displays of your majesty and power in our world, we praise you. For the promise of your constant presence, giving hope and comfort and strength, and joy in the various moments and labors of the week to come, we bless your holy name. May the rhythms of our petitions and thanksgivings become, in time, like a steady drumbeat in a long and unending song of your faithfulness, O God. Amen.